Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:06, and of course, you are still here with Evelina Potocka.
Chris Farman. Dzień dobry, witamy w piątek. Audycja Good Morning Gdańsk. Jesteśmy już od 10:00 i będziemy w sumie do 12:30, ale teraz po 11:00 jesteśmy również na antenie głównej. And today's subject, memory.
Memories indeed. Yes, lots has been going on. What's happened in the whole royal family situation recently?
Zaczynamy z grubej rury, od razu z informacji o rodzinie królewskiej. Otóż wyobrażacie sobie, że królowa Elżbieta i książę Filip świętowali dwa dni temu 72. rocznicę ślubu.
Incredible. 72 years married.
Niesamowite. 72 lata w małżeństwie. Wow!
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Nie ogarniam.
Maybe there is somebody out there who has been married for longer. Who knows?
Pewnie tak, no niesamowite, gratulujemy. I co najciekawsze, jeżeli chodzi o królową Elżbietę, that was her first love. Yeah. I tak naprawdę z tego, co wiemy, to była miłość od pierwszego wejrzenia, gdy tylko ujrzała młodego Filipa, wiedziała, że to jest ten.
But
będę jego.
Is it still a love? That...
Miłość
is
ma różne
or
etapy.
Or is it just politics? Who knows?
No ty już drążysz.
But of course, we do have a little prize for you guys today. We do have two cinema tickets to give away. However, they're not going to be given away so easily. Of course not. It is all about memories, and we want you to recall a time in your life which was simply amazing.
Tak.
Imagine you have a time machine. You could get in the time machine right now and go back to any time which has happened in your life and go back to that time. When would it be? My suggestion is actually, I have 15,000 photos just on my phone. Get out your phone right now, flick through your photos, and you know, you'll see like a time, you know, there's all memories in there. We don't normally do this. We don't go back through our photos very often. Go back through them. Find a time which you just think is wow.
No ale sorry, przecież są zdjęcia, które są zrobione aparatami analogowymi w twoim przypadku. Przecież nie masz wszystkiego na iPhone. You don't have everything on your smartphone.
Okay,
iPhone.
That's my generation. I'm sorry.
Nie masz analogowych zdjęć, czarno-białych black and white photos, no.
So get out the photo albums.
Kim ja rozmawiam.
Go to the attic, hunt for the photo albums and no, but seriously, let us know a time that you would go back to, a time in your life that you would love to go back to, and why. Tell us why this would be. Better yet, if you do have a smartphone at that time, send us in a photo of this. Let us know. 603-060606. The prize is, of course...
Dziś bilety do kina, dziś zabieramy Was oczywiście do kina i jest od nas też dodatkowy podarunek, a time machine, a więc w dzisiejszej audycji też dla Was w prezencie maszyna czasu.
White wedding. It's a nice
day to start again.
Billy Idol, White Wedding, a nice day to start again.
No właśnie, a propos weddingu. Tomek napisał, gratulacje dla królowej i jej małżonka, można by napisać Forever Young, Forever Love. Powiem szczerze, że nie tylko wrażenie robi ta liczba 72 lata razem już w związku małżeńskim, ale też wiek pary królewskiej brytyjskiej, książę Filip 98 lat, królowa Elżbieta 93.
Incredible. Really
fantastycznie.
Incredible.
To jest prawdziwa królewska książęca błękitna krew.
And just to see the way that they still get around fine as well, you know, they're still moving at that age. Can you imagine being 2 years away from 100?
By they live separately. I think that's why they live okay. So long. Tak? Nie mieszkają razem, więc to chyba o to chodzi. Zdrowie zachowane.
But imagine that, being 2 years away from 100 years old. That is amazing. And I don't know.
Życzę ci, byś dotrwał.
I don't know if many people know this, but in the UK, this might come as a surprise. If somebody reaches 100 years old in the UK, you actually receive a letter from the Queen.
Taki, ale odręcznie napisany?
Yeah, I think she signs it. I think she signs
wytachniony
it.
Wytachniony jej perfumami.
Let's not go too far here. But I think she signs the letter by hand, but generally the letter is printed. But yeah, if you reach 100 years old on your 100th birthday in the UK, you will receive a letter from the Queen.
So she still needs 7 years to get the letter from
herself. It's, but yeah, amazing. I still think that's amazing though, really. Like, come on, the Queen sends you a letter on your 100th birthday? That's quite a nice thing to do.
No pewnie.
I would have to say, you know, she's...
Would you like to get... Może na 30 urodzinki?
Would I like to live to 100? No.
No, I think I would say like when you get 30.
Oh, yeah, you know, I would have liked one at 16, 21. What's the next milestone after 21? I guess what, 35? Or 30 is a milestone? And then from 30, the next one is what, 50?
A potem już nie liczyć, but then you don't count.
Now, of course, we are asking you, if you had a time machine, what time would you love to go back to? Evelina, if you could go back to any time in your life, when would it be?
Ja najchętniej cofnęłabym się do czasów dzieciństwa, czyli gdy miałam lat 5, gdy jeszcze do szkoły się nie chodziło, nie trzeba było użerać się z paniami w zerówce. czyli czas, który spędzałam przede wszystkim outside, on a playground, with my friends, colleagues.
Yeah? Okay.
Tak jest, bawiliśmy się w chowanego, graliśmy w piłkę, kto dłużej ustoi na drabinkach, nie spadnie. Wymyślaliśmy mnóstwo różnorakich zabaw i gier i to był najwspanialszy, cudowny, beztroski, kompletnie czas.
You know what, I'd probably have to say similar, because you know when you're a kid and you're at school, generally I always said, oh, you know, mom, I don't want to go to school today.
Do szkoły bym się już nie chciała cofnąć.
I used to hate it. But, you know, my father used to always say, wait until you become an adult. Yeah, and then realize how much more difficult it is. And I was like, no, don't be silly, I can handle being an adult, it'll be fine. Do you know what, today I'd happily go back to being a child. Life was so much easier, so much simpler. But yeah, so being a child, you know, when somebody takes care of you, you know, somebody actually makes your dinner for you. Amazing.
And there is somebody who pays your bills.
Yes.
Cóż to nie jest
most
important. Cudowne, prawda?
All you have to say is, can I have this? Or not even that. I want this.
I want this. Yeah. Dokładnie. Chcę to. Teraz.
Joanna has wrote us in. The best memory is my wedding day 10 years ago. Family, friends together. Now some of them are gone, unfortunately. My husband is my only love as the queen.
To tak jak w przypadku królowej.
Oh, very sweet, very sweet. So yeah, exactly. Some people might want to go back to their wedding day. Generally, a Polish wedding day is quite a crazy time. It's not just one day.
Oh, no.
So let us know, 603-060606.
A mamy tu jeszcze jedną prośbę. Nastolatka prosi maszynę czasu, żeby cofnąć i pobrać bilet, bo nie wzięłam darmowego biletu i mam 70 zł do zapłacenia. Może podziałamy w tym temacie, zobaczymy. Gdzie jest ta magiczna różdżka?
Now, if you research this about going back in time, generally, the majority of people would love to go back to something that happened in their past, which they could change to affect their future, to better their future. Or, of course, to some kind of historical event. So imagine, for example, you go back to a historical event, stop whatever happened, and be the hero. You know, you could now be, you know, yeah, the king, the prince, or whatever. You would be known as a hero. Could be a cool idea.
Ależ by było.
Very
to
nice.
To było jak w serialu. Ja bym się czuła, jakbym grała w HBO.
But generally at the moment, most people want to go back to their wedding day. Incredible.
No proszę, czyli jednak tak, pierwszy dzień ślubu chciałam powiedzieć, no dzień ślubu najpiękniejszy, ale Piotr przyznaje, że leżakowanie, nap time at kindergarten to było coś.
That
najlepszy czas.
I have to say, whoever thought of that, let's have a nap in the middle of
Nobla
the school
powinien
day.
Amazing. Ale w ogóle nap time should be not only in kindergarten. Yeah. Przepraszam bardzo, dlaczego tylko w przedszkolu?
True. And it's so simple
Ludzie
as well.
Po 30 również powinni leżakować.
Just lay down on the floor, have a blanket and a pillow. You know, it was literally just lay on the floor and go to sleep. You know, very simple. But no, absolutely incredible. Now, guess what?
Zaskocz mnie.
I want to tell you, and I want to tell everybody actually, and
this is, nie będzie wyznanie.
You know what, I'm going to give you some time to decide this in fact. So basically, there has been some research done. There is a country in the world which basically has the laziest teenagers. The complete laziest teenagers in all
Czyli
of the
co,
world.
Czyli co, nawet fingierkiem trudno im poruszyć?
That apparently is not an activity. But yes, so there has been a ranking of a list of 10 of the laziest countries in the world. However, number one is probably the country which you
I would say this is America, USA, and I'm already wrong.
Exactly,
right?
Yes. If you think it's America, completely wrong.
Najbardziej leniwa młodzież i dzieci.
Yes, so basically you have now until... you have a little bit of time.
Dajemy wam chwilę.
You have about 5-6 minutes to let us know what country you think would have the laziest teenagers. Now you're probably looking at your teenager at home right now and you're like, yeah, Poland for sure, 100%. But no, this is a country which I would never even imagine being number one.
The answer is surprising.
It is surprising. I'll give you a little kind of fact right now. 94% of the children in this country are active for less than 1 hour per day. That's incredible. How is that even possible? They just don't walk anywhere or what? I don't know.
No to wygląda. Co to za kraj?
I have no idea. Really incredible. But of course, we will let you know exactly what that is in about 5-6 minutes. If you think you know, 603-060606.
Shut up and let me go. This hurts. I
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:30. Let's find out what's going on with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk English Service.
Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on this weekend in the Tri-City. First up, we have the Nordic Focus Festival, which is being held throughout the weekend at various locations in the Tri-City. For 3 days without leaving the country, we will be able to feel the refreshing breeze of Scandinavian culture and delve into the philosophy of life of people living in the Nordic countries. Events include workshops on how to live a zero-waste life, discussions, film previews, concerts, and much more. The largest and most popular charity dance and fitness marathon in Pomerania takes place at the Ergo Arena tomorrow from 4 p.m. It is the 7th Gdansk Zumba Marathon. The event is open to everyone, regardless of age, fitness or experience. And finally, today is St. Cecilia's Day, the patron saint of music and musicians, and there are plenty of musical offerings around the city today and over the weekend. To celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of one of Poland's greatest 19th century composers, Moniuszko, there will be a spectacular concert at the Cathedral in Oliva Park this evening. There will be two orchestras, the Kaunas Conservatorium String Orchestra, conducted by Kristina Domarkienia, and the Gdansk Music College Chamber Orchestra, led by Jagoda Verwinska. The concert starts at 7 p.m. and entrance is free. Full details of these events and much more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Come on home. Making love in the afternoon with Cecilia up in my bedroom.
Making love.
I got up to wash my face. When I come back to bed, someone's taken my place.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:34 and already we've had some guesses come in. So the laziest children in the world, which country are they located in?
Ktoś proponuje Norwegię i to co ciekawe, otrzymaliśmy kilka takich odpowiedzi niezależnych od siebie, jeśli chodzi o Norwegię. No Włochy, oczywiście Italii musi tam być, włoska młodzież, taka młodzież, która ma i 40, i 45 lat, ciągle jest młodzieżą.
Is this true? I've never met many Italians, so is this true that they stay in their home until they're 35
It's
years
true.
Old?
Yeah?
It's true.
Tak jest.
Evelina knows. And of course, Martin here saying, maybe it's Dubai.
Ciekawe.
But I'm really interested about this Norwegian situation. People seem to know something that we don't. Because Norway, being a lazy nation, I didn't know.
Ale słuchajcie, drodzy słuchacze, no ta odpowiedź na pewno was zaskoczy. Chris,
so, it
jaka
is
jest odpowiedź?
Number one spot. Children, 94% of children are active for less than 1 hour, and the country is South Korea. Yes.
Shock.
South Korea. Can you imagine? Like, this would not be on my list.
Też w życiu bym nie pomyślała, że w ogóle jakiekolwiek z tych rozwiniętych krajów azjatyckich, że tam może być takie zjawisko.
Strange, but even following that up, at number two, Philippines at 93%, Cambodia at 91%, which are active for less than 1 hour. But even more strange is number seven, which is Australia at 89%. Generally, they're a very sporty nation.
No właśnie, kraj surferów.
Really shocking. And New Zealand at number nine. Italy though, Joanna, at number 10, 88% of children are are active for less than 1 hour per day in Italy. Yeah, but no Poland, no UK. It's all good. It's all good, don't worry.
Czyli najbardziej leniwe dzieciaki w południowej Korei. No proszę, kto by pomyślał.
Now, second question, very quickly. Which country are children the most active in then? Dun, dun, dun. This is also another strange one.
Kraj? Jaki to będzie kraj? Najbardziej aktywne dzieci. Europejski kraj?
No.
To co, a może jednak Stany, bo maybe USA, because we were talking that day of... Oczywiście, jeżeli spojrzymy
it's
na...
It's in there, it is. USA is at number four.
Fast foodowe. Ale właśnie, przecież ciągle te drużyny mają sportowe w koledżu i tak dalej, wcześniej w szkole, więc aktywny tryb
so
życia.
So, it is Bangladesh. Yep. Bangladesh, 66% of children are active for less than 1 hour per day. But still, this is shocking because still over half of the population of children are active for less than 1 hour. And this is the best country where they have the most active children.
Now it's time to take up some activity, people.
I think so.
Decydowanie, because później you will need this time machine, żeby się cofnąć w czasie i poprawić błędy z młodości.
Incredible.
Proszę bardzo, tutaj ktoś pisze, I would like to go back to my day of graduation from university 2001 rok. Obroniona praca magisterska, no more school, to jest najważniejsze.
I love this part as well. Still full of hope regarding future jobs. Still allowed to make mistakes. I was about to leave for a year in to the USA. It was the start of a truly adult life.
Tak.
I think this is very true.
Everything is open. Anything can happen.
Exactly. And I think this is true for maybe many Polish people because generally I don't meet many Polish people that was born in the Tri-City. I find lots of them moved to the city. So this is kind of maybe the beginning of a big step, you know?
Tak,
okay,
tak.
Move into the city. It's the same like if you move to London.
It's, and now is the question. What would you do if you could turn back time?
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry. Find us. in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, there, there, there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind. And darling, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you love me, love me, like you used to do. Oh. If I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Gdyby tylko mogła, sięgnęłaby gwiazd i podarowała tobie, Cher. I mamy przy okazji od Ewy wyjaśnienie, jeśli chodzi o Południową Koreę.
Yeah, this is interesting. So the kids in South Korea are not lazy at all, apparently, according to Eva. They spend around 18 hours a day on learning, which then only leaves them with 6 hours sleep, if you think about it like that, at school or on additional courses. Their parents believe that it is the only way to get a good job in a competitive society. The kids simply don't have enough time to do physical activities.
To prawda, ja widziałam kiedyś reportaż właśnie o Południowej Korei. Różne aspekty życia były poruszane i między innymi właśnie dzieci, że po szkole, after school, właściwie yeah. mają kolejną szkołę, gdzie mają zajęcia pozalekcyjne, doskonalące, rozszerzające jeszcze bardziej ich wiedzę, więc ze zwykłej szkoły jeszcze wędrują do prywatnych szkółek, szkół na prywatne zajęcia i tam kolejne 4 godziny właśnie gdzieś do 20 przynajmniej siedzą.
However, I'm really interested to know why on that top 10 list China and Japan are not there. Because Japan is normally a working nation and same with China, I would say. I wouldn't think Chinese people are so active. But, of course, if you do want to check out this list for yourself, then go to our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk. The list is on there and you can check it out. But, South Korea. Interesting. We found something out. If you can turn back time, what would you do? Dun, dun, dun. Big question, big question. For some people, apparently it's top personal and they won't tell us.
No właśnie, co to za tajemnice?
They have a dirty little secret, I think. That is the problem.
Ja myślę, że gdyby panie mogły cofnąć czas, to powinny w ogóle w życiu nigdy nie posprzątać, ponieważ according to the latest survey, sprzątanie szkodzi kobietom tak samo, jak palenie 20 papierosów dziennie. Chodzi o to, tak, że te wszystkie środki, których używamy, no ich opary są bardzo niezdrowe dla płuc i w efekcie przebadano kilka tysięcy kobiet i mężczyzn zresztą też. No i przede wszystkim kobiety, które wykonują pracę domową, okazało się, że po jakimś tam czasie ich płuca no tracą swoją zasobność. No i co się okazuje? Sprzątanie jak palenie 20 papierosów dziennie, czyli odpowiedź jest prosta, drogie panie. Wczoraj był ostatni dzień, kiedy sprzątałyście.
Why does this sound like a survey a woman has created?
Absolutnie nie. Gdzie ty tutaj widzisz jakieś podteksty?
Maybe it is true. Who knows? Maybe it is true.
Mężczyźni są trochę inaczej zbudowani, mają inną pojemność płuc, so maybe we should change a bit. Tutaj trochę coś zrobić.
But no, I don't know, because generally the men are meant to work harder, yes, in life, so no we
właśnie.
Already have a hard life.
No, sprzątanie, myślę, że to jest piece of cake? To jest właśnie typowo męska praca.
It's not so bad. Get the Hoover out, play the music, dance around the place.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah. It's good fun. It's
za darmo.
Good fun.
For free for me.
We'll see. I've seen your place. It's a mess.
Buy one, get one free.
We have two tickets available to the cinema. All you have to do, let us know a time you travel back to.
No to jak to jest z tym sprzątaniem?
No, let's be honest, I have a cleaner.
No, więc właśnie, i tak i z ciebie jest.
It makes life
sprzątać.
So much easier. I do recommend
Przyznał
it.
Się.
But I'm quite
sprzątają
a,
mu.
I'm quite a clean guy most of the time. Most
do góry
of the time.
Brzuchem.
Some interesting news for you, actually. Now, of course, I think generally we get annoyed over time with companies always trying to rip us off. Yes? Generally, this happens in life. Companies try to rip us off wherever possible. And this has been seen, I would say, the biggest in the airline industry.
No yes? proszę.
So we have these, say, budget airlines.
But wszyscy nimi latamy, wszyscy na nie narzekamy, ale exactly. i tak bilety kupujemy.
But then, of course, you have to pay for the seat, you have to pay for... Basically, you by the time you get to the actual checkout, because you have to go through so many stages, already your price is the same price as flying with like some prestigious airline.
Czasami tak się zdarza.
Now, tak. one of the biggest things that these low-budget airlines kind of introduced this year, or it was the end of last year, was the fact that now they are charging for your cabin bags. So, for example, nowadays, with the low-budget airlines operating in Poland, if you want to take a cabin bag onto the plane, a 10-kilogram cabin bag, now you have to pay.
Tak jest. Mała torebka for free, yep. ale już walizka, albo większa torba, albo większy plecak,
exactly.
już płacisz.
Now, this is a question. It was free for so long, so now why do we pay for it? But Spain has come to our rescue. In Spain, a woman was charged with flying on one of these low-budget airlines. She was charged 20 euros to bring her 10-kilogram luggage on board.
Mm-hmm.
However, what did she do? She took the company to court. Yes, she wasn't
chciało
happy.
Jej się. To była ta, której się chciało.
She wasn't happy with this at all. And actually, the company lost.
Tak.
Yes, indeed, because there is a law in Spain that says that cases, they ruled that cases are allowed to be carried into the cabin. So actually they have a law that allows hand luggage on board free of charge.
Is it only in Spain?
It is only in Spain.
Ach.
But now, question is, if I fly with this low budget airline to Spain,
tak.
I obviously have to pay from Poland to Spain, but do I have to pay from Spain to Poland?
I to jest ta myśl, która również zakiełkowała w mojej głowie.
We need to stay tuned. We need to keep on top of this because this is quite interesting. Finally, these companies can stop ripping us off, even very quickly as well, in Poland. We have lots of these pay-per-minute cars, yes? And, of course, when these all came out, I think the majority of us realized that, okay, maybe this is a little bit stupid that we pay per minute because this just means that we drive faster to save money, yes? We all want to save money, so what do? We drive faster. So if you want to, if there's a traffic, you get behind the pay-per-minute car because you know this person's always going to drive faster. Well, now, one of these companies has just decided to do away with the pay-per-minute and just pay-per-kilometer. However, they've used this opportunity to increase their prices by an extra around about 30 groszy in total anyway. So,
ale myślę, że to i tak, jeżeli chodzi o odbiór, when it comes to reception, is generally better than per kilometer niż
course.
Na minutę jednak.
Very true, very true. But even generally, like there's other pay-per-minute cars where they advertise the horsepower on the car. Why would you do that? You know?
A ja bym jeszcze wróciła na chwilę do tej kwestii latania i bagaży.
Mm-hmm.
This is so embarrassing, tak? Jeżeli widzisz, że ktoś przed tobą, stoisz w kolejce, chcesz wejść na pokład samolotu i każą wkładać torbę
Aha.
do tych specjalnych takich boksów, czy się mieści, czy się nie mieści i potem ktoś upycha to na siłę, żeby się zmieściło, prawda? Bardzo nieprzyjemne sytuacje. Ciągle się zdarzają, niestety.
But I do know a few air stewards and stewardesses, and actually I have found out that these guys do have a quota sometimes. Yes, indeed. So sometimes they're very relaxed. They don't
tak,
care.
Tak.
But other times you'll find that they are checking everybody's bag because they have been told to by their supervisor or manager.
Zgadza się.
You know, they have a quota. They need to make money. They make money on this. So, but it is a problem. Of course, we live with this, but Spain have decided...
Latajcie do Hiszpanii!
Yep, Spain have decided to do something different, which is absolutely amazing. Now, of course, we are still here after 12 o'clock, yes, but only on DAB. So you have to go to our Facebook page and click on the link or the Radio Gdańsk website page Na
górze taki głośniczek, trzeba kliknąć w głośniczek i następnie ukaże się strona z przeróżnymi możliwościami. No i jedna z tych możliwości to właśnie odsłuchiwanie naszych pasm w radiu cyfrowym DAB.
And of course the winner will be announced at 12:15.
A właśnie, przecież do kina dzisiaj zapraszamy.
Yes indeed, the winner will be announced at 12:15 only on DAB. So you have to keep tuning in, people. Have to keep tuning in. And of course, all you have to do to win those tickets, let us know a time that you would travel back to.
Thanks.